The future of transport. What will transportation look like in the future? Electric vehicles, high-speed rail, and vehicles with increasing levels of automation are some of the latest transport features happening now. But what about all the technologies we have yet to discover? As global population rises and urban congestion increases, we will need to find new ways to move people efficiently, sustainably, and safely. Looking back to look forward. Before thinking about where we could go in the future, it is important to look back at how far we have come. Think about the generation of New Zealanders born in the late 1800s. Someone born during that period would have grown up with such things as bullock and horse-drawn vehicles. People also walked a lot, often pushing wheelbarrows and handcarts. Trains, trams, and cable cars were being developed throughout New Zealand at that time, too, and bicycle use was becoming popular. The first cars came to New Zealand in 1898. A young person in the early 1900s could have hardly imagined that within their lifetime, cars would become commonplace. In the mid-1930s, commercial flight was in its early stages. Very few people would have flown in an aircraft. Back then, people probably could not have imagined flying would become common, let alone that humans would land on the moon. This generation saw the unimaginable become reality. Life brings similar changes for us too. Have you seen things once unimaginable become reality? Talk to your parents or grandparents and ask them what changes in transport they have seen over time. We obviously cannot predict the future with certainty, but we do already have a sense of what is possible. Future transport needs to change. Transport has always shaped cities. In medieval times, crossroads often resulted in the growth of market towns. Venice was built up around its canals. Industrial Britain's development followed the route of railways and waterways. Many North American cities were created for the car. But cities are now home to over half the global population. Carbon emissions are a big problem and air quality is increasingly poor. Scientists are working hard to invent the future of transport. Future transport designs. In design, imagination rules. People once laughed at the potential for human flight. No one thought the first cars could even make it across the road. So, what are the transport designs of the future? Weird and wonderful suggestions include vacuum tubes, underwater planes, space elevators, and bicycles in the sky. Here are six examples. Self-driving cars. Self-driving, autonomous cars could soon be a regular sighting, with not a driver in sight. Self-driving vehicles drive themselves. They sense what is around them and find their way by using technology. They use sensors and software to control, navigate, and drive the vehicle. Autonomous aircraft. As well as autonomous cars, autonomous aircraft are also set to play a key role in the future of mass transportation systems. These could take the form of taxis and be used to deliver freight. Another type of autonomous aircraft are drones. Delivery drones are unmanned aerial vehicles, UAVs, that can deliver lightweight packages. These are already being used in some parts of the world for delivering certain items. Elevated cycle paths. In the future, you might see the creation of elevated cycle paths. This futuristic route would be made up of an enclosed, elevated tube, enabling cyclists to ride all year round in comfort thanks to full climate control. Can you imagine seeing something like this in a city near you soon? The Schwebe. New Zealand-based Schwebe first revealed the concept for a human monorail several years ago. It is a monorail system where travellers pedal recumbent bicycle-style vehicles along tracks. Could this be a likely form of city transport in the future? Smart roads. The development of smart roads connected to the internet could help to reduce road deaths. In smart roads, sensors would instantly communicate with smart cars about the best ways to avoid hazards or adverse road conditions. Wireless battery chargers under the road would mean that smart roads could also recharge electric cars and trucks while they drive. Hyperloop. The principle of the Hyperloop is based on the movement of people in capsules or pods that travel at high speeds through tubes over long distances. Inside the tubes is a low-pressure environment void of air, while the pods use magnetic levitation, maglev technology, for propulsion. The low pressure and maglev create a low friction environment, allowing the pods to travel upwards of 900 kilometers per hour. The above examples are just some of the innovations on the horizon for the future of human transportation. Wherever the future of transport takes us, it will likely be shaped for a more sustainable world. Think about the transport methods we use now and how they compare to transportation methods used in the past. Why have these developments occurred? How have these changes affected our environment and health? How would you like to travel to work when you get older? What do you imagine is possible?